This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah project of the Torah Show, and I'm Maimon Elbaz. Our goal is to stimulate interest, provide clarity, visualize the concepts, and empower minds with our Mishnah's Chaim program. And we thank one of our main sponsors, Chaim Lacks, Kane Yerbu, this should be sponsors. This should be a wonderful zechus for his parents, Sheindel Basmam Frimid, and Kalman Ben Chaim Aleim HaShalom. They should be Meretz Yasher for us. It should also be a zechus, Yibarul Chaim Tovim for Chai Bracha Basle Agila, to have a refuah shalema. Our Mishnah today is actually 795 in honor of the Chazdei Lev family. And our Mishnah is from Seder Nashim, Mesechta Sota Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah continues the previous Mishnah, which shows there was a decline of materialistic blessing in the world due to the decline in spirituality, which is a fantastic insight. You know, sometimes people think they're losing out by doing mitzvahs, and they don't realize that mitzvah, gufa, brings them the bracha, the bounty, the blessing that they pray for, they hope for. Okay, so let's see what the Mishnah says. And again, it's a continuation of Mishnah Yud Beis. You should see that Mishnah as well. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, Hatara natla tatam v'tareyach. When Klai Yisrael were more careful with inyanei tahara, hamevin yavin, which means going to the mikvah when necessary, when appropriate. When Klai Yisrael was in a higher level of spirituality, the fruits smelled better and tasted better, which means the fruits had a better aroma. You know, we smell besamim and sometimes we feel a slight high for that couple seconds. But really, Hashem wants that fruit should have a tremendous aroma and a tremendous flavor and nutrition. And the Mishnah here is saying when people stopped being careful with the laws of Tahara, which in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was common stance, then even the fruits stopped giving their aroma, their scent, and their flavor. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to continue talking about Maaser. We know that you're supposed to take off from your grains, from your fruits, and you should give Maaser. It's mentioned in the Torah, in Devarim Perek Yud Beis, and in Devarim Perek Yud Aled. But the point is like this. HaMaisros Natlu as Shomen HaDagon. Dagon grain is supposed to have Shomen, a type of fattiness to it. And because people stopped giving Maaser to the Kohen and the Levi, I don't know too many people that are able to do that nowadays. I'm not exactly sure what they do in Eretz Yisrael with Truma and Maaser, but because the Kohen can't eat the Truma since he's Tamei, so there has been much less tithing, Maasers, being done. So therefore, says the Mishnah, that even the grain, which is supposed to have a certain fattiness to it, which probably means nutritional value and also a flavor, that is lacking and that is missing from the world. Hopefully when Mashiach comes, people will be careful with Tahara and Maasers and we'll get back those smells and those flavors and those nutritional values. The Chachamim say something very frightening, very scary. Hazinus v'akishafim kilu es hakol. The Chachamim say that zinus, which is translated as promiscuity and immorality, which could refer to all types of inappropriate things online and on the internet or wherever, because of zinus, people not maintaining themselves b'kedusha, and because of sorcery, kishafim, types of magic, there has been a destruction of everything. Now, that's like a very scary statement. Kilu as I call it, like, oh, that finished off everything. So I guess that means that there would be so much more bracha in the world if it wasn't for kishafim. And I think that magic today also could refer to fantasy. In other words, the world became so into fantasy that that it took away a lot of the reality in the world. A lot of the blessing and reality was taken away because people live in fantasy. Their mind wanders in crazy places, and therefore that and zinus, thinking inappropriate thoughts and inappropriate behaviors, have literally destroyed everything, whatever that means. I think all those that are part of our Living Mishnah program should be as chus and nachas to the Eibishter and to my parents. And I hope that you could be a sponsor, because we really want to do more. And our goal is to present 1,000 Mishnayos online. But if we get better funding, we will be more ambitious. Kultiv.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.